702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This falls under the heading of, I guess, news of the day. Chase Briscoe, if you don't know who he is a race car driver, NASCAR driver, in the Cup Series. This is his rookie season, and he is getting ready to jump on an airplane and come see us because he's going to be involved in Sunday's Pennzoil 400 at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. But Chase Briscoe will join us top of the hour. We just got confirmation he'll join us top of the hour before he jumps on an airplane and comes to maybe leave some money with some of our casinos. Maybe he'd be willing to do that. By the way, a plurality of probable Nevada voters is dissatisfied with the way the Clark County School District trustees and Superintendent Jesus Jara has been handling the coronavirus pandemic. I was with a teacher last night who said that her school has at least one positive test and that kids are being quarantined. Yeah. It's already happening. These people don't know which way is up. That's my firm belief. They really don't get it. But it'll be interesting to see. We'll give you some of those numbers coming up in just a few minutes. Stick around, and don't forget, top of the hour, Chase Briscoe, NASCAR driver, drives a number 14 Ford. And we'll talk with him about the race on Sunday, the pandemic, and what it did to the whole NASCAR circuit. It shut it down, believe it or not. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
And at 3:31, checking out the traffic cams right now, there's a crash consuming the left lane. That's Interstate 15 southbound past Sahara. You're slow back to the Spaghetti Bowl there on 15 south. Another crash on the 515 westbound at Charleston. That's on the right shoulder. There's a sound wall there, so it's kind of tight as you try to squeeze through there on the right lane. Look for some reduced speeds in a couple of areas, 215 east at Valley Verde, 15 north at Tropicana. Congestion, 515 west at Las Vegas Boulevard, 215 eastbound, that's at Gillespie. And remember the road work which is taking place. That's Interstate 15 northbound at Lamb Boulevard. The construction goes until October.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The Vegas Golden Knights coming off a good 5-1 win against the Minnesota Wild yesterday, getting goals from Jonathan Marchessault, Alex Tuch, Mark Stone, Chandler Stephenson, and William Karlsson, and also getting 36 saves from Marc-Andre Fleury, who has been really, really good this year. Vegas back at it when they open up a six-game road trip in San Jose tomorrow. UNLV basketball, they lose to San Diego State. They fall 71-62 in what was the regular season home finale. David Jenkins Jr., the only UNLV player in double figures. He has 32 points. They are going to play at Wyoming coming up on Saturday. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
What's in store this week at Staples?
A big deal on ink. That's kind of a big deal.
Staples has the technology, furniture, and supplies you need for a totally productive workspace.
And right now, you can earn 25% back in Staples rewards when you spend $75 on ink or $175 on toner.
Shop in store or get same day delivery powered by Instacart.
Ends 3/6/21. Limit 4 in store and on Instacart only. Visit staplesconnect.com/ink rewards for details. Instacart delivery subject to availability. Additional fees may apply.
That meeting's starting at 4. Can I get those projections?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Karen, do these numbers look right to you?
Leggett Mia's research firm. To hit client deadlines, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Coming up on 3:35 on this Thursday afternoon. Don't forget, tomorrow is Friday. That means the Friday song. We celebrate. We get ready for the weekend. Oh, it's going to be so much fun. I'm really looking forward to top of the hour. Chase Briscoe, NASCAR young gun, is in his rookie season, and he won 11 times last year in the Xfinity Series, including twice here in Vegas. I mean, this kid loves Las Vegas Motor Speedway. I'm going to give you a brief example of how your tax dollars are being spent. Right now on the floor of the United States Senate, the Republicans have requested and been given the opportunity to have read 628 pages. It's the COVID-19 relief bill that has the $1,400 in it for some people, but not others. This is what it sounds like when you read a 628 page bill for the entire world to hear. At least nobody can say they haven't found out what's in it. We are now going to find out, at least for a minute, what's in it.
Providers of public transportation. 2, operating costs to maintain service due to lost revenue due to a result of the coronavirus public health emergency, including the purchase of personal protective equipment. And 3, paying the administrative leave of operations or contractor personnel due to reductions in service. B, use of funds. Funds described in subparagraph A shall be 1, available for immediate obligation notwithstanding the requirement of such expenses to be included in a transportation improvement program, long-range transportation plan, statewide transportation plan, or statewide transportation improvement program under sections 5303 and 5304 of Title 49 United States Code. 2, directed to payroll and operations of public transportation, including payroll and expenses of private providers of public transportation.
Okay, I will not bore you with any more of that, but that's what's going on right now. And just a reminder, your tax dollars are paying the freight. You are paying for what they're doing right now. They're reading 628 pages. And I'm just telling you, what is it? It's a device. It's kind of like hitting a donkey with upside of the head with a 2x4. I mean, it's kind of just to get your attention. And that's what the Republicans are doing right now. Democrats have done this too, by the way. Don't think this is just a Republican ploy. This is a congressional ploy, and in particular in the Senate. And you ask the chair to have the entire bill read. You can waive the reading, which they do all the time. But this is a point where these are your tax dollars being spent hard to believe, but it's absolutely true. I want you to hear from John Kennedy. Now, here's a guy that makes sense. This is cut two, by the way, Jim. This is Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana, and he calls this COVID-19 relief bill dreadful. Here it is.
President Biden, because we're going to be taking it up tomorrow, President Biden said in putting together the bill, he said, we want to meet you, us, the Republicans, halfway. If that's the case, he's a damn poor judge of distance.
Yeah.
He's rejected everything we've proposed. This bill's dreadful. The only way I know how to improve it is with a shredder. It's not even a coronavirus bill. Calling this a coronavirus bill is like calling Harvey Weinstein a feminist. It's chock full of spending porn, billions of dollars to states and local governments that have seen their revenues go up, billions of dollars to pension programs, billions of dollars to schools with no requirement that they open. It's an orgy of pork.
An orgy of pork. I just absolutely love it. Every time John Kennedy speaks, and that was in an interview with Fox News. Every time he talks, I learn something, or I chortle, or I just guffaw, or I just laugh. I just love it. Stay where you are. More to do. Don't forget, coming top of the hour, Chase Briscoe, NASCAR driver, getting ready to jump on an airplane and come. In fact, he wants to spend money at the tables by midnight. And my guess is that he'll probably get that opportunity. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Did you miss the deadline to sign up for a healthcare program at the end of 2020? If so, you're in luck. A special enrollment period is underway right now through May 15th, meaning that Americans looking to enroll in a new healthcare program for 2021 can do so without the need of a qualifying event. Over 200,000 Americans trust Liberty HealthShare for their healthcare needs. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. That's just $199 per month. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses, and in your time of need, other members are there for you. To learn more about how Liberty HealthShare can help you save money on your healthcare expenses, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids with five simple truths. One, you cannot legislate the poor into prosperity by legislating the wealthy out of prosperity. Two, what one person receives without working for, another person must work for without receiving. Three, the government cannot give to anyone anything that it does not first take from someone else. Four, you cannot multiply wealth by dividing it. Five, when half of the people get the idea that they do not have to work because the other half will be forced to take care of them, and the other half realizes that it does no good to work because the government will take what they have worked for and give it to people who have not worked for it, that is the beginning of the end for any nation. I'm Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, 369-1321, 369-1321, 369-1321.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, coming up just after 5 o'clock, Heidi Harris. She used to be on 6 till 9 a.m. Now she's on 9 a.m. to noon right here on AM 670 KMZQ. We had Charlie Kirk on, I guess, earlier in the week. So we're covering the entire day with guests from this radio station. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I want you to hear Congressman Michael Waltz of Florida. Yesterday, the president said something that was absolutely bizarre, and it was kind of like the basket of deplorables. It was really denigrating to anybody who believes as we believe. And it involved the use of the word Neanderthals, that apparently those of us that believe, like in Mississippi and in Texas, to do away with the mask mandate. Not saying you can't use a mask. If you feel like it and you and your family want to be safer, then be safer. But we're not going to mandate that you have to do that. Anyway, this is Congressman Michael Waltz reacting to the Biden Neanderthal criticism. Listen to this.
These masks make a difference. The last thing we need is the Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime, everything's fine. Take off your mask. Forget it. It still matters.
Well, some red states firing back after President Biden blasted Mississippi and Texas leadership, accusing them of Neanderthal thinking for lifting COVID restrictions. Here with reaction, Florida Republican Congressman Michael Waltz. Congressman, are you a Neanderthal thinker?
You know, let me tell you what Neanderthal thinking is. You know, Neanderthal thinking is keeping our schools closed and letting our kids fall further and further behind. Maybe Neanderthal thinking is letting restaurants put people in tents while they're sitting outside, but they can't let them inside, or not putting seniors first when it comes to our vaccines, or, you know, I don't know what Neanderthal thought it was a good idea to allow infected seniors back into nursing homes when it was clearly the most exposed and vulnerable population. So we can go down the list if he wants to of stupid ideas, but basically what he's doing is calling us stupid, and it's the clear liberal elitism that we see coming time and time again out of Washington, D.C. when they pretend like they have all the answers. And I got to tell you, in Florida, we are managing this coronavirus. We're right. Keeping the economy open, and we're walking that fine line with common sense.
Sure. And you look at the states of Florida versus California, Florida wide open, California locked down. The numbers are about the same. It defies logic, and nobody can really explain it. Congressman, you're there in the Washington, D.C. area today. Once upon a time, before the 20th Amendment, March 4th was Inauguration Day. And given that, there has been some suggestion, and in fact, this is a headline right now in the Washington Post, Capitol Police say intelligence shows militia group may be plotting to breach the Capitol. That's where you work. That's where you are briefed. What are they telling you?
Well, apparently there's an intelligence brief out of the Biden's Department of Homeland Security saying there's a lot of chatter that's out there. But at the same time, when I talk to security officials, they're not seeing any hotel rooms being filled up. They're not seeing campgrounds being filled up. They're not seeing busloads of hordes of militia groups coming over the horizon. And, you know, I was just looking at a memo that the acting sergeant of arms sent around to all members. It says the U.S. Capitol Police sees no indication that groups are traveling to D.C. to protest or commit acts of violence. Yeah. So it's a bit all over the place, Steve. Meanwhile, you've got groups of National Guardsmen and women standing every 50 feet,
yeah,
staring at a fence away from their homes and their families and their business. Send them home. I mean, after today, send them home. But now there's talk of keeping them here to the State of the Union.
Sure.
And yet the reporting's out there, the State of the Union may not happen till the fall. So this is about optics, and it's politics at its worst. You know, send those troops home.
Michael Waltz, a congressman from Florida, responding to the president and his Neanderthal comments. I mean, that's tantamount to the basket of deplorables from Hillary Clinton. Don't be surprised if that ends up in some sort of campaign ad come 22. I think it'll probably happen. Coming up, Melissa Hardy's going to join us, Assemblywoman from District 22. We are into week number five of the 81st Nevada Legislature. The problem is they're not passing a lot of laws. Now, I've had some legislators, some Republicans, say that's a good thing, not a bad thing. The less damage they do, you know? And it's probably true. I had not thought of that, but it really probably is. Stay where you are. Coming up, Karl Rove and his reaction to no Biden news conferences in 43 days. He's been president for 43 days. Everybody has a news conference in the 30 to 35 day range. There is no hint at a news conference at all. And in fact, you can't even pin down when they want to do the State of the Union. It's really bizarre what's going on. They're hiding our president. Karl Rove has some interesting insights on that. We'll get to him in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation.
They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
In 2020, Nevadans faced unprecedented government overreach and has had a devastating effect on our economy, on the livelihoods of countless Nevadans, and on our basic foundational freedoms. And now, of course, as lawmakers deal with the fiscal realities of shutting down an entire economy, they're getting ready to ask you, the very Nevadans who are suffering the most right now, to cough up even more of your hard-earned dollars to fix their mistakes. The Clark County Education Association wants to make Nevada's average sales tax the highest in the nation, and that's just the beginning. You can be sure government agencies, lobbyists, and unions will be out in force to make sure that their priorities are put ahead of yours. That's why Nevada Policy will be on the ground in Carson City this legislative session, making sure struggling Nevadans, not government insiders, are put first in the 2021 session. Partner with us today, and let's rebuild this great state. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and join our effort. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I promised I'd let you hear Karl Rove. He was on with Harris Faulkner on Outnumbered this morning. And we've figured out that the president has been around for 43 days and has yet to have a press conference, you know, where he sits there for 40 or stands there for 40 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour, whatever it is, and takes questions from the White House media, the White House press corps. And for some odd reason, he hasn't done it. This was Karl Rove this morning on Fox News Channel.
That could be why his approval rating is ticking down, and his disapproval rating has ticked up in some polling 10%. 10 points.
Well, maybe, but I think his ratings are likely to be going down more because people are looking at the COVID relief bill and saying, what's all that pork in there about? Maybe it's that they haven't heard from him, but I think that if they do hear from him, I think the White House view is if they do hear from the president, it might go down a little bit more. I mean, I think they're protecting him. They did this during the campaign. They wisely made a decision that let the focus remain on Donald Trump, hide Joe Biden in the basement in Delaware, and it worked. And I think they've seen since the campaign ended that he's not good at the end of the day. He's not really good on his feet, and they may be protecting him, hoping him to stave off a further decline in his numbers.
There you have it. I'm going to give you an opportunity here, one more minute of what is an embarrassment. They're forcing the Democrats to read the entire 628 COVID-19 relief bill. This is what it sounds like on the floor of the United States Senate right now.
Made available until September 30th, 2024 for the United States Digital Service. Section 4011, appropriation for the Technology Modernization Fund. In addition to amounts otherwise appropriated, there is appropriated to the General Services Administration for fiscal year 2021 out of any money in the Treasury not otherwise appropriate, $1 billion to remain available until September 30th, 2025 to carry out the purposes of the Technology Modernization Fund. Section 4012, appropriation for the Federal Citizen Services Fund. In addition to amounts otherwise available, there is appropriated to the General Services Administration for fiscal year 2021 out of any money in the Treasury not otherwise appropriated, $150 million to remain available until September 30th.
Like I said, this is pretty boring stuff. And just remember, your tax dollars are paying for it. It's just unbelievable. Coming up, we're going to, for those of you that have the need for speed, Chase Briscoe. He's getting ready to jump on an airplane and come to Vegas because he's going to be racing on Sunday afternoon, the Pennzoil 400. And I'm real excited because I love these races. And even though you're only going to have 15, 18,000 in the stands, still, it's racing and it's with fans. I apologize in advance for getting a little geeked out on this thing, but I just do. I'm sorry. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Coming up, we'll be getting back to business with Melissa Hardy, Assembly.